This is Jungle Land, the most exciting wild animal training camp in the world. We have our microphones and recording equipment set up on the grounds of Jungle Land, Thousand Oaks, California, and we're talking to General Manager Roy Cabot. Tell us, Mr. Cabot, how and when did Jungle Land get started?
Approximately 42 years ago, Mr. Louis Goebel, who at that time was head of the Animal Division of Universal Studios, had come to Jungle Land's area many times, bought some land, and started the Goebel Wild Animal Farm.
And the other animals and the trainers, where'd they come from?
Well, various circus people who heard about Mr. Goebel's lion farm began to come and spend the winter seasons here to buy and trade animals with him.
And I suppose they trained their new animal acts each year, too.
That's right, just like today. I'd say that we supply, probably 90 to 95% of the animals for motion pictures and television shows.
Now, Mr. Cabot, Jungle Land has had some famous animal trainers working their acts here, haven't they?
Well, the best. A lot of the great names in show business with animals have been here. One of our most famous is Mabel Stark. 51 years of training Bengal tigers and putting her shows on in every part of the world. That show's about ready to go on now in the arena. Why don't you go over, catch that one, and I'll see you afterwards and answer more questions.
Fine, I'm on my way.
And now, boys and girls, we're inside the big arena watching the only lady Bengal tiger trainer in the world, Mabel Stark. And oh, these are fierce-looking animals. She's already made one of them lie down and roll over for us, just like a little pussycat. And then another tiger got up on top of Beryl, and he rolled it back and forth with his big feet while balancing on top. And every now and then, one of the big tigers growls, and he tries to hit the trainer with his paw. And she whips him and makes him mind and stay where he's told. And here's the only Bengal tiger in the world to walk on a high wire. He's right up there now, slowly walking back and forth. And now he turns, and he comes back carefully putting his big paws on those two steel cables way up there. And now here he comes, and he does it perfectly. Wasn't that wonderful? She's the only trainer that's ever been able to train a tiger to walk on wires. Boy, what nerve that takes.
Well, wasn't that quite a show?
Great, that's a great thrill. What's next?
In a few minutes, you can see the trained pigs and rooster act, and then the performing goats. After that come the chimpanzees. They're a lot of fun for everyone.
Yes, people always get a laugh out of the chimps. Either we look like them or they look like us. Something's funny about them.
And then later, there's more lion and tiger shows all day.
We've been watching the trained elephant now. First, he sat down on a stand and held up his front feet and his trunk way up in the air. And then he danced with one foot on one side and then on the other side. And then he did the twist. What a sight that was. And now he's stepping right over his trainer, who's lying on the stage. One false step and the trainer could be hurt. But the elephant is well trained. He's being so careful with his big, heavy feet. He seems to like doing his tricks, too, for all the boys and girls. And they like him, too. We're riding on the Jungle Land Express, and we've been past the waterfalls, over a bridge, and around the curves up high on the hill, where we could see all over Jungle Land. And now, we're coming into the train station, pulled by our little shiny engine. That ride was fun for the big folks and the little ones, too.
Well, did you enjoy the ride?
Donkeys, all through the woods there, all in line like a caravan, didn't they?
Yes, and you can ride the elephant, too. Both rides are safe even for the smallest of children.
Guess they'll never forget being right up on top of the back of a real live elephant like that.
No, and for those who like to ride on boats, we have the giant swans. They have a motor in them, and they take you all around Swan Lake.
That's for me. You don't even have to steer it, do you? Their next trick when the...
In this show, we've seen a trained rooster fly around on a hoop held by the trainer, and then the performing goats stood up on their back feet and danced and pranced around. Then they jumped up on a platform and made a pyramid, one above the other. And now they're getting in a cart, and one old big billy goat is pulling the others all around the ring. Part of their act is the sausage machine. The trainer cranks it up, and out comes a little baby pig that runs all over the ring before he gets caught. Wow, look at him go! And the one that comes out the top,
He's getting powdered all over. Boy, what a laugh for everybody. Big pigs and little ones. Wasn't that a lot of fun?
Another question. How do some of the trained animals know when to start their next trick when the trainer doesn't say anything to them?
Our trainers use hand signals as well as spoken commands. The reason for this is that when working in front of a movie camera, the trainer cannot be seen directing the animal.
In this show, we've seen a trained rooster fly around on a hoop held by the trainer, and then the performing goats stood up on their back feet and danced and pranced around. Then they jumped up on a platform and made a pyramid, one above the other. And now they're getting in a cart, and one old big billy goat is pulling the others all around the ring. Look at him. What a picture that makes. Oh, the boys and girls love this one. That's the performing goats and rooster. Always popular, and a different kind of act, too. We're at the big stage now, and what an exciting show this has been. We're watching the lions in their act. First they all rushed in, and each one jumped up on his own stool. And then the trainer cracked his whip at them and got right up close to one of them and let the lion chew on the chair he held in his hand. Wow, that trainer's brave. He's not afraid of anything. And then he cracked his whip again and got them all to lie down beside each other, right there on the floor. And right now, he's got them all running and leaping in a circle, round and round the cage, jumping over hurdles faster and faster, while he stands in the center with just that little whip. Just think, one of those big lions could tear him apart. And he has six of them jumping around in that cage at top speed, all at once, and he's alone. Boy, that show takes your breath away. What a performance. Boy, I like that one.